Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We go out to West Palm Beach, Florida with our very own Adam Spillane, reporter for Sports Radio 610. Our conversation presented by Texas Bay Credit Union. Spillane, things calming down at all in West Palm Beach?
It was. They were today. The crowd inside the clubhouse has dwindled just a little bit. There was not a single question asked about scandal, about the fallout from the scandal, about anything that anyone had to say in Florida or in Arizona. So it was kind of nice. It was full baseball today.
Hey, anything from, and I may, excuse me if I asked you this already the last couple of days, as I'm sure it's running together for you, it's running together for me as well. You're on every show in the whole lineup, so 6A to 6P, Adam Spillane is doing work, so we appreciate it. But what, yesterday, Dusty Baker's first full team meeting, I guess, first time that he's been able to address the team as a whole. I mean, did anything come from that that you could pull from it? Do you recall hearing anything from that meeting specifically?
So that was Monday, and he wouldn't go into what he said. Nobody else was really asked about it. I just think it was more of a almost like a get to know you type session more than anything else. A lot of these guys had never met Dusty Baker before they reported to spring training. It's just such an odd situation where you have a manager taking over essentially 2-3 weeks before the start of the season. And so I think everyone's just trying to play catch up with each other, but there wasn't anything that I remember hearing that really stood out about that meeting. And if anything significant happened in it.
Adam, what about the structure of spring training? I thought it was interesting that, I read this along the way somewhere that Dusty Baker, I mean, it truly is pretty much a plug and play with Brent Strom handling all the pitchers. And I think when we obviously know that in a game, Dusty's leaning heavily on him and the staff. But from a training camp perspective, the article I read laid it out like literally Dusty Baker is plug and play. It's pretty much identical to what AJ Hinch was doing, with the exception of maybe a fewer meetings along the way in the morning, but between Espada and Strom, I mean, those guys pretty much run spring training.
So the big difference, like you said, the big difference really has been that they have started later, and that's something that they had planned on doing anyways, whether or not AJ Hinch was still here, just because last year's season and really the last three seasons have run so long, and teams are starting to realize the importance of sleep and getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And so if you're starting your day at 6 a.m. like a lot of teams do during spring training, you're not getting the right amount of sleep. So that's a big reason why they have pushed things back. And also, you mentioned Joe Espada. Joe Espada is essentially running the schedule. So he puts together the schedule every single day, and that's no different than when A.J. Hinch was the manager. So Dusty Baker hasn't tried to rock the ship. The coaching staff is exactly the same from when A.J. Hinch was the manager, with the one addition being Chris Spire, who is the Astros quality control coach, and that's a guy that's been with Dusty Baker for a long time. But if you were here last year, if you were here the year before that, and you're here this year, spring training is almost exactly the same, minus just it's starting a little bit later.
Explain the aspect of that, Adam, and it's pretty self-explanatory, but I do want to hear you go into a little bit of depth of the fact that the Astros have had less off time, obviously, because they've made some deep runs into the playoffs and even to the World Series a couple of times over the last 3 years. The meetings getting moved back, the sleeping, and the fact that their off seasons have been a little bit shorter.
Well, when you look at it, a big league season is already really long. I mean, you're talking 162 games, and you're going from, you know, you're starting in February, and most teams are ending at the end of September. They're going an extra month. So that's a month less that they have to recover. That's a month less that they have to get ready for the next season. It all kind of blends together. And plus, they're playing very emotional, high-charged games. So you need to take a bit of a step back. And so sleep becomes a big part of that. And I think that's the one area where you're starting to see teams, and this isn't just baseball, this is all sports and this is at all levels, where they're starting to understand that sleep is really valuable. I mean, it's one thing to eat right. It's one thing to get your work in. It's one thing to lift weights, but it's a whole other thing. Sleep is probably more important than all that. And I wonder, Clint, just as somebody who played at a high level, you probably would say the same thing. I'm curious just if maybe teams – really pressed upon sleeping back then, how things would have been different for everyone 20 years ago.
Well, I think the battle back then 20 years ago was getting guys out of the bar. Like the whole, hey, you got to get a good night's sleep. That was code word for, hey, get your ass out of the bar, get away from the women and get in bed at a decent hour. I don't want you to smell like a six pack of Coors Lights when you walk in. I think that was more the direction that we got. Nowadays, the way that nutrition is, man, and sleep is obviously a big part of the recovery aspect of things. I wish that's one thing that I wish I could play today, simply because the attention that's given to guys really taking care of their body. And we've heard guys obviously talk about sleep taking their game to the next level. If that's the truth, hell, I may still be able to be playing, brother, if I'd got a little bit of sleep along the way sometime.
And Clint, they don't call strength coaches anymore. A lot of times, they're called now. A lot of teams refer to them as physical performance coaches. So the whole nature of that part of sports has really changed, really in just the last 10 years. It's been quite the shift.
Hey man, I was with the SEC Network. We went out to Kentucky and did a spring preview type of a show. We spent about 3 days on campus, highlighting the campuses and all that kind of stuff. And when we got to the portion of nutrition and what's available for their players, they've got this is Kentucky. There's no telling what the Astros have, right? They've got chefs that come in and literally cook their breakfast if they want. Now they can go if they need certain nutrition. This chef is there to keep them in line. But I'm talking about cooks. I mean, a smoothie bar. I mean, it's ridiculous what goes into keeping these guys' bodies right. And you got to think that the Astros are on the cutting edge of that.
Yeah, no question about it.
Adam Spillane's our guest. Our conversation brought to you by Texas Bay Credit Union. He's out in spring training with the Astros at West Palm Beach, Florida. Adam, I think that the biggest spring training storyline outside of the sign-stealing scandal is who's going to win that number five job in the Astros rotation. Any news on that?
Dusty Baker was asked about it today, and he really didn't have a whole lot. I mean, just because he's still learning the guys that are on the staff at this point. It does seem like the top two in line in that competition would be Josh James and then Austin Pruitt, who the Astros acquired right before Jeff Luhnow was fired from Tampa Bay. You can throw Framber Valdez into the mix. And then Dusty Baker said today that there could be somebody from outside those three that jump in. Brent Strom said the other day that Brad Peacock in all likelihood would remain in the bullpen. I think they believe that he's more valuable there. So that's something to watch. And I don't think that we'll get a better grasp of that spot really for a couple of more weeks once you start getting games played and just seeing how things stand at that point.
Adam, what's on the schedule tomorrow, man? What I mean, are you able to, do you know, like if Verlander's going to throw a pin, do you know that that's happening today, or do you have to get up tomorrow and go? What's your day look like, man?
So we don't usually see that until you walk into the clubhouse in the morning to see who's actually going to throw. But, I mean, there's always some process of elimination that comes with that where, you know, today, you know, the guys that threw today aren't going to throw tomorrow. You know, sure, in all likelihood, the guys that threw 2 days ago, they probably won't throw tomorrow. So you kind of just go down the list and say, okay, well, this guy hasn't thrown, this guy hasn't thrown, this guy hasn't thrown. So there's a good chance that we could see him throw tomorrow. So I think one guy to possibly look for is Lance McCullers. I don't believe he has thrown a live BP the last couple of days, so it seems like he's in line. Same thing with Brad Peacock, same thing with Roberto Osuna. So those are possibilities, but I won't know that until the morning.
Got some heat on the schedule for tomorrow, Adam. I like it, baby.
How long are you out there?
I am here through the end of the week.
Okay.
So I leave. So the first spring training game is on, Saturday. So I leave right before that. Yeah, so I leave right before that.
Man, how do I get your job? I want to go hang out in Florida for about 10 or 12 days, man. That'd be nice, huh?
Hey, it's hot. It's hot, and there's some early morning. There's some long days. It's been to say the least, it's been crazy out here. There's been very much a circus feel between all the media, just from nationally, locally. You know, you talk to players around camp, and they say that they've never seen anything like what this spring training has been so far.
You been able to do anything for fun?
I went actually, yes. So the Delray Beach Tennis Tournament was an ATP tournament is being played over in Delray Beach. So I caught the night session of that last night. I've got some friends out in this area, so I went and visited them. So it's been quite the week, to say the very least.
Well, very good. You're doing a great job. Appreciate all the work you've been doing for SportsRadio610.com, on our Twitter at SportsRadio, and then, of course, hopping on every chance we can have you, Adam. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Adam Spolane out in West Palm Beach, Florida, for Sports Radio 610. Our conversations and our visit brought to you by Texas Bay Credit Union.
I love it, man. Feet on the ground out there. I wanted to ask him, we ran out of time, but I wanted to ask him about, like, what does it look like when you say you walk in the clubhouse,
right,
and you see a schedule? Like, what, like, talk me through that. Tell me about that.
I've seen the schedules over at with the Texans. Like, whenever you walk into the locker room, whenever, yeah, I was reporting with the Texans, and, like, they would just have, like, on a TV screen, like we have right there, they would just have their itinerary for the day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, like, how cool is that? Like, Lance McCullers is going to throw a pin on field four, lane two. He's going to start at 8:30. If you want to check it out, feel free.
That's one thing on my bucket list I've never done. I've never been to spring training. I've been to spring training complexes, which, yeah, are unbelievable. Like, they have four fields, and they're all over the place, and they have, like, mini fields. It's pretty crazy. But I need to get out there to either the Grapefruit or the Cactus League at some point. I need to go to spring training.
Yeah, I got a bunch of buddies that have done it, and they thoroughly enjoy it. So it would be fun to go catch a game for sure.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.